This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It comes to your past. Anyone who's seen my podcast, if you've watched my podcast, if you've not watched my podcast, of course, I'm self-promoting. Go and check it out on Path to Peace Productions, on Path to Peace Productions on YouTube, youtube.com/path2peace. You can check out the podcast that I've done. In some of the very early episodes I did, I talked about my past. I talked about my traumatic childhood, the child abuse that I went through with my stepmother, the abandonment of my mother and watching her die in my arms. I talked about a lot of this stuff, and I'm not going to go too deep into it because I don't want to get all emotional. We'll save those for Ramadan, inshallah. There it is. Yes, meadow, mashallah, may Allah bless you. But our past, a lot of us have things in our past that, you know, hold us back. And they become like a ball and chain, things that we've done in our past, things that we've been through in our past, trauma, you know, mistakes that we have made. All of these things become balls and chains, and we become prisoners to that past. That is a very harmful way to live your life. It's a very harmful way to live your life, being stuck in the past with things that happened in the past. What happened in the past is gone. It's gone. And we have to learn from our past, but to not be imprisoned by it, not become prisoners to it, but use it as a means to fuel the fire for your future, especially those of us who've had some very traumatic pasts and who have gone through a lot, or who have done a lot of things that they wish they had not done. You can either let that imprison you for the rest of your life, or you can decide that you're going to learn from it. You're going to take some lesson from that, even the darkest of moments, even the deepest of times. Do not let it imprison you, but learn from it. One thing that I learned majorly at getting involved in traveling the world for the past 10 years, because life has taken a very strange turn for all of us. And I know that with what happened with COVID and all of that, everybody's life changed dramatically in an instant. I went from living on the road, traveling the world. I started full-time travel in about 2010, really hard, 2010, 2011. So, you know, going on a good decade of traveling the globe, being all over the world, meeting different people, different countries. I mean, I will never be ungrateful, inshallah, for those experiences of being able to travel around the world and see all of the world that I was able to see. It's an amazing. For those of you who have not traveled, if you ever are able to do so, you know, I know we set a lot of money aside for different things in our life. For those of us who work and have jobs, you set money aside for vacations and things. Put travel in that. Make sure that you see the world. The world is a big, beautiful place full of beautiful people, full of beautiful experiences. That is one thing I am always grateful for, alhamdulillah, is my ability to be able to travel the globe the way I did. But being at home for an entire year going on, 14 months, March 1st, 2020, I came back home. I flew back home from San Diego, California, and I have not left since. I have not left since. It has given me a lot of time to reflect and think back on things. And when it comes to your past, you know, I went through so much trauma in my childhood, so much trauma through my teenage years, and so much trauma that I haven't even shared all of yet. There are some serious things I have not decided to open the box to yet, just because I haven't decided to open that box yet. But one thing I do know is that when I come in contact with people now, especially in the field of da'wah, etc., dealing with other human beings, is that I'm able to relate to a lot of people's trauma. I'm able to relate to people who've, you know, gone through parent issues, who have gone through abuse, who have gone through all kinds of different things in their lives, you know, with the anxiety that I suffered for years and years, and the panic attacks, and, you know, the bouts of up and down mood swings. All of these things I've now become grateful for, because they allow me to put myself in other shoes when people come to me with these problems. When people come to me with these things, I'm now able to relate to them on a level that I would never have been able to relate to them otherwise. Sabs, mashallah, blue. So use your past as a fuel for your fire. black. There's no black metal. How can I? You may turn the lights off. You may just turn the lights off. I don't think there is no black. Make sure you learn from those things and use them as a fuel to your fire. Like now they fuel me that no matter what hurdles come in my way, inshallah, no matter what hurdles I am able to, or no matter what hurdles my Lord puts in my way, puts in front of me, I can overcome them. I can look back at my life and see the things that I did come through, the hell that I've been through in my life, knowing full and well that whatever now comes in my way, inshallah, I'm going to face it head on and deal with it and come through it and learn something from it to the best of my abilities. That is something that is extremely hard to wrap your head around in. But once you dial that in, once you dial it in that you are going to be able to get through this, and you dial it in that your past is not your identity, it does not define you any longer, that you have that opportunity that as long as you're living, as long as you're breathing, as long as you are still a sane individual, that you can go forward and make a different path and change in your life, and all of those things you went through before are now lessons for you to use when you encounter these things again, and also tools for you to use to help others, then you have defeated your past. You have overcome it. You have freed yourself from those chains. You have escaped that prison, and you are now ready, inshallah, to take on life with a new vigor. And as I tweeted the other day, you know, if you want to be something in life, if you want to make it somewhere in life, you have to focus on you. You have to be your biggest hype man. You have to be the person who believes in you the most. Thank you very much for that follow, Muri Beats. You have to believe in you more than anyone else. You have to believe in you more than anyone else, even when it seems ridiculous, even when it's small, even when you haven't made it anywhere yet, even when you haven't launched that project yet. You have to make dua, and say, inshallah, I am going to succeed in this if it's the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it will not be because I quit. It will not be because I didn't try. It will not be because I gave up. It will not be because things got hard and I bailed out. No. If I fail, it is because it was not meant for me, not because I did not try, not because I did not put in the effort, not because I did not put in the time, not because I didn't put in the work, the grind, the hustle, the every single day dedication to your craft. That is my reminder for you today, bros. That is my reminder for you today. Yes, mashallah, hit his 400 wins today. That is my advice for you guys today. Wake up and get at it. Every single morning, wake up, put up, show up, get dressed, put a smile on your face, and grind at being the best version of yourself. If you're not, you're wasting your life. You're wasting your life because it could be gone tomorrow. When you're out traveling, you see a basket of 5 eggs, and you take 2 eggs out, how many eggs do you have? I don't even want to try to answer that because I know it's a trick question. It's a trick question. Gotta be Oliver Games. If I take two out, I have two. If you're asking me how many eggs do I have if I take two, I have two. There are 3 left in the basket, and I still have two because I took two. Rise and grind. That's it. You got to rise and grind. If MGL is going to make it to the moon, and that is our overwhelming thing over here, MGL to the moon. If MGL is going to go to the moon, it is going to be because we rise and grind. Us staff members, us content creators, me as kind of the backbone. Every single day we are going to get up and put that grind in and go to the moon. Because so many things can change. Things can change so rapidly, so instantly. You don't know who could be watching your stream. You don't know who could be watching your content. You don't know who could be keeping an eye on MGL to give us that next step and that next platform up. So you got to make sure you check it out, inshallah. Because things can change. For those of you who are small streamers out there, I just saw the tweet. Somebody just retweeted, and I'm not saying go over and watch him, this, that, and the other. But I do watch other streamers to see, you know, what's happening. You got to be in the know in this world and keep up with them. MGL to the moon. Joe Wu, for some of you who might know, he's a very, very famous Warzone streamer. Joe Wu, for NRG, I believe it is. He tweeted today that just 1 year ago, he was sitting in a college classroom not knowing what he wanted to do with his life. Right before lockdown hit, not knowing, or right as soon as lockdown was getting, you know, heavy, he didn't know what he wanted to do with his life 1 year ago. And he just hit 250,000 followers on Twitch today. Just hit his 250,000th follower on Twitch today in a year. So I'm telling you, brothers, those of you who want to make it streaming, you want to help us take MGL to the moon, it's going to take patience, dedication, and grind every single day. When you have your streams, show up, put in the work, put in the effort, bring your personality, bring your skills to the game, whatever it is that you are offering this service, and make sure above all else, make sure above all else, and I will never, ever, ever shy away from this fact. Above all else, bring your deen. Above all else, bring your deen. Bring your grind, bring your enthusiasm, bring your personality, bring your game skill. Be cracked at the games you play, put in the work, but above all else, bring your deen and make sure you put your Lord first. Because if you don't do that, you will be a failure even if you succeed. If you don't do that, you will be a failure even if you succeed. I don't care if you make it to the tippity top of the mountain and become the most famous Twitch streamer that has ever lived on the face of this planet Earth. If you lose your relationship to your deen, if you lose your relationship to your Lord, if you lose your relationship to your religion, you are a loser, even if you succeed in this world. Because success, true success cannot be defined on this planet. True success. You can be successful at certain avenues of life. You can be successful at business. You can be successful at gaming. You can be successful at streaming. But that is only a temporary version of success. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the life of this world is a plain amusement. It is deception. Zinatul hayat ad-dunya, that those things, that wife and children and family and wealth, are an adornment of the life of this world. But true success, anywhere you see the word success, falah, referred to in the Quran. Anytime you see the word success, dawah, power, mashallah, follow the MGO clan, thank you. True success, falah, whenever you see the word falah or its derivatives, in the Quran, it's referring to the people of Akhirah who are successful, the people of paradise, the people of Jannah. These are the successful ones. It is these who are indeed successful. And that is the ultimate achievement. As Allah says in Surah Saf, Allah says, may I guide you to a transaction that will cause you to avoid a vain punishment and believe in Allah's messenger and strive hard with your wealth in your life. That is better for you if you did but know. يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويلقي الجنة تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكين طيبة في جنة عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم. That you will be forgiven and entered into gardens underneath which rivers flow. This is indeed the supreme success. This is indeed the supreme success. That is the supreme success. So make sure above all things you're grinding, you're striving for perfection, you're, you know, working at your craft, all of that. Do not forget to bring the identity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you when He guided you and made you. وَقَالَ الْإِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And we say to the people, indeed, we are Muslims. Alhamdulillah. All right.